And here we are. Welcome to episode 48 of Going Back Door. I already hate having the microphone in the stand. Dalton, why did you make me do this, you fucking piece of shit? I'll snap, crack, and pop in your butt, bro. Good. We played some basketball today. Dalton had the best games of his entire fucking life.
It's because of the Luka jersey.
Yeah.
It's not even a Dallas Maverick one. It's a Slovenia. So that's where his godness came from. It ain't him. Tell him to wear a Westbrook jersey. See what happens next week.
It went pretty good. Dalton played pretty good. I was pretty useless most of the day. That was cool.
I will show up in a CJ Watson jersey and still cook you.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Exactly.
The point god himself, CJ Watson.
Jesus Christ.
Scoring legend, a hero.
Cody's somewhere right now with a boner.
Just all CJ Watson. Joe Burr got stopped on the first possession.
I'm so glad they brought up my hero.
Was sacked for a loss.
Yeah, we got the AFC Championship going on in the background.
Yeah.
We watched the Eagles absolutely fuck on people. RIP to Philly.
Yep, your city's officially going to be fucked for the next couple weeks. Hopefully you lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Because if not, your city's going into ruins.
RIP Philly. What happened? They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're going
to... If they win the Super Bowl, that city's going to be destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to riot.
I see what you're saying.
They already greased the fucking traffic lights and the fucking light poles last night to avoid situations like this.
I mean, was that because of the homeless, or do you think it was just getting ready for this?
Probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, I mean, Cowboys fans are homeless.
No, they're
homeless. We can't win on the road. We can win at home. We can't win on the road.
Oh, yeah. With your star quarterback? Oh, yeah.
Hey, I didn't say he was a star.
His fucking contract says otherwise, brother.
I'm not Jerry Jones' old dumbass. He probably has fucking a little bit of Alzheimer's and senile, whatever the fuck. I don't know. The old man needs to fucking retire. Because maybe we'll actually get a fucking quarterback worth a fuck. Instead of an old white man that's fucking pastier than glue.
Ugh. Fuck you, Michael.
Fuck you.
Dalton's real testy. He had a little bit of technical difficulties with the equipment.
Can I go on a quick rant real quick?
Fucking go for it, buddy.
I don't know who the fuck is running the shit at Apple. I don't know if what your name is, whoever the CEO is. You should probably know this. I've heard it before. Whatever your fucking name is. Dickface McGee. We'll call you Dickface McGee. Get your shit together. Okay? It took me 45 minutes. What felt like 45 minutes. To get this cocksucking laptop and that cocksucking phone to connect to get this video going. It shouldn't be that goddamn hard. So, we need to nuke the Chinese government. That's what...
Fuck the Chinese government.
That's what it comes down to.
Hey... Clear escalation of power. They struck first. They gave us TikTok. They're ruining our youth. We bomb them.
They let Americans fuck a pangolin, and that's how the COVID virus got over here.
And you know what?
God damn it, Randy.
Also, I think we should just nuke San Andreas Fault too, and let California go floating off into the goddamn ocean. Because you know what? That's China Part Two. Fuck the California government too.
If they want to be silly gooses, we'll give them a big old pond to go play in.
I like that.
You like that? Thanks.
We can treat them like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Thank you for the church jokes.
Yeah, they're silly geeses.
You know they have a bears or fucking flag logo, whatever the fuck.
Suck cocks.
Hey, cocaine bear was in California.
Wasn't?
I have no idea, but it sounds like a good theory.
Okay.
Where
all
else
right.
would a bear run to cocaine?
So, I have a question about
Northern
the fucking
California.
List.
What do you want?
What do you mean by OnlyFans hoes are really stepping up?
Oh, okay.
Advertisements.
Multiple times this week, I was randomly added on Snapchat by like random accounts, and then it would just be like a slideshow of just like, "Hey, add my OnlyFans."
Yeah, that's been going on for months for me.
It's only just now started happening.
Every single
I was like,
other
"Wow."
Dude.
They're really stepping it up. Yeah, wow.
I'll get like 3 or 4 ad requests on there. I just never add them because I have a feeling that's exactly what it is. Just
I do bullshit. Every time just to block it. It's so funny for me.
Yeah. I just choose to ignore it.
I do it because I get pictures of Todd's mom that way.
Well.
I mean.
Well.
Do you have her number?
Yeah.
Because I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel, Todd? Mike's going to be your stepdaddy.
He could only ever wish.
He could only ever wish?
Oh, I have wet dreams about her all the time, dude. You don't even know.
Okay. Kind of
like Mahomes in that touchdown now, right there.
It's
right.
Going from funny to kind of creepy.
Every time, Michael.
Okay.
Every time. Every fucking time.
All right.
Oh, it wasn't a touchdown.
Okay, so the first UFC pay-per-view event of the year happened last week. That was pretty fucking...
Wait, that's not on the list.
You shut the fuck up. Yes, it is. It's like the entire first...
it's not the next thing. The next thing is Todd's gay. I don't know who put that there.
Breaking news development. I'm gay, apparently.
And then it's fuck the Bulls.
Yep.
Fuck the Nets.
Yeah.
Suns in 4. Suns in 4.
Yep.
Four, like,
my
decades.
Brazilian dad retired.
Yep, that's part of the UFC event.
Okay, so go ahead and start on that.
I fucking hate you so good.
And then we'll get into
okay.
Todd's gay again.
We'll come back to me being a possible homosexual.
No, it's on the list multiple times for some reason.
Oh, that's wild. Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's wild.
Anyway, the first pay-per-view event of the year happened for UFC. It was pretty cool. A set of brothers on the prelims got a knockout in the first round, like a flatline jumping knee knockout. The other one got a guillotine first round.
Well,
it was both pretty cool for them both to win on the same night, first round, in their home country. Really? One of them debuted that night, too.
What country was it in?
Brazil. Yeah, they were in Rio de Janeiro.
Nice, Kiki.
They have TVs down there?
Yep. And also, every Brazilian fan hates everyone who's fighting a Brazilian guy. It was pretty lit. There was only one fight where it was two Brazilian dudes, and the whole crowd was just like, not into it.
Not worth it.
Glover Teixeira's 43-year-old ass got beat the fuck up for 5 rounds. That was pretty hard to watch. He didn't win the belt, if you didn't get that. He retired. That is why on the list it says, my Brazilian dad retired, because Glover Teixeira is the best. Don't just throw your phone. Wow.
You could have hit Maui.
Wow.
Good thing he's already special.
Anyway, Brandon Moreno won his title back. That was pretty cool.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go for it.
Fuck TikTok and the Chinese government. Go ahead. Continue.
All right. Good. I'm glad that's out there. Brandon Moreno won back his title in a kind of controversial way. He punched Davison Figueiredo like in the fucking eye or some shit, and the doctor stopped it between rounds. It was pretty weird. Some lady got beat the fuck up really badly, and people were like, you should retire, and then she freaked out and was like, no one told Glover he should retire, and they're like, no, we all said Glover should retire, and he did retire, you dummy. Shogun Hua retired. He fought on the prelims for his last fight. That was pretty sad. Got finished. That's about all I got. Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, go ahead and talk about your retarded ass wrestling. I got the hard hats and everything ready.
I'm sorry, what happened?
Just so you can start looking the fucking windows when you want to start talking about this woman who calls herself
mommy.
It's
not even like, it's not even that I find the UFC boring. It's just like, you're the only one talking. None of us else.
Well, it sounds like just a bunch of people retired. Know
what's going on? I'm just like, I don't have any input here.
Yeah, it was a good card. It. Good fights.
It was a good card.
It was a long card. It was like 2.5 hours.
Yes, I didn't watch it.
Yep, I did.
So next on the list,
what do you got, Dalton? What the fuck do you? What happened?
Oh, Todd is gay. That's what we're bringing.
Todd's gay.
So Todd.
John Jones.
How did you know when you were gay?
John Jones finally signed a fight with Ciryl Gane. That's happening.
Wow.
Yep, that's pretty cool. Francis Ngannou's contract was leaked to what it was going to be. He was going to be the most paid heavyweight of all time. He was going to get $8 million for fighting John Jones. He walked away. Big dick energy, because they weren't going to give health insurance, which that's kind of fucked up that they don't give health insurance as a company for fighting. kind of retarded. They were also against Fighters Union. That was one thing Francis wanted. And then there was one other thing. Sponsors. He wanted sponsors. Because it's fucking bullshit. The UFC gets paid for cocksucking Venom. But the fighters don't get paid for cocksucking Venom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you so much.
So, the other thing we had on the list was anyone from the Cowboys fan base that says a single fucking thing about their kicker missing forward field goals? Your multi-million-dollar quarterback that has had less loads than trans porn goal, but fuck the multiple interceptions. Also, Todd's gay.
Yeah.
Who wrote this, Mike?
It was me when I was kind of falling asleep and a little drunk.
Oh, okay. That's why it doesn't make sense. Was this before or after you watched Transporn?
It was after. That's why I was on it. That's why it's with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It was... They don't bust nuts, you know? Because the fucking...
Wow.
The hormones.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
So how do you feel about that, Michael, you fucking worthless-ass quarterback?
Explain the retarded shit again.
Basically, anyone who wants to dick ride Dak still is fucking retarded.
Yeah, that is true.
They're all going to blame the kicker, and how many interceptions this guy had. If it's more than one,
are we talking regular season or postseason?
Four in just that game.
Okay, he had 4 in one game. Yeah, that's as many kicks as the guy missed. That's infinitely worse.
I think. I might not be cool.
Because four kicks.
He made field goals in the fucking division round.
Four kicks is
12
points. Four possessions, that could be fucking 24
points. I mean, good
thing
that happened against the Buccaneers.
Good thing they still fucking lost.
We beat the Buccaneers, dipshit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they beat the Buccaneers.
We lost to the Niners.
And they got the shit kicked out of them by the 49ers.
Oh, nice. I just remember Dak throwing his helmet and being big angry, and I got...
Well, it's because he kind of realized he sucks.
I fucking hope so. I would hope now he fucking realized it.
Like,
goddamn, missed 3/4 of a fucking season, making more money than most of the people on his team, and he's like, yeah, you know
just
what?
Just to see Tony Pollard, just see his like fucking snap in half.
Yeah,
that was just devastating. That really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That killed because then we had to rely on Zeke, and Zeke ain't. You know, getting out to the outside and shit. Zeke's straight up the middle kind of shit. And he, God forbid, ain't no goddamn center. He cannot snap the ball because he gets pancaked.
No, he's too small.
Way too small. Fat as fuck, but way too small.
You know what also is way too small?
My dick size because I'm a Cowboys fan.
Well, the child that got railed by Todd.
Oh, fuck? Yeah.
That's what says on the list.
God damn, who put this on the list?
That, yeah.
I don't have sexual relations with children.
Well, it doesn't specify it was a child. It just says short person. So I'm guessing midget?
Oh, did you see that?
Did you take a trip down to Charlie's Chocolate Factory?
Oompa Loompa.
Speaking of Oompa Loompas, did you see that 23-year-old that looks like an 8-year-old? Is getting a show where she's getting married and there's a girl has a medical condition where she looks like an 8-year-old girl. She is 23 years old and okay. She has a boyfriend getting ready to be husband.
And
should he be in prison?
Body.
Yes.
So this dude's a child molester.
Yes.
Wow.
With extra steps, yes.
Wow.
The most legal form of a child molester we have ever seen? Yes.
There's a loophole for child molesters.
Well, technically it's not child molesting. She is...
And
dude, your dick gets hard for a 23-year-old woman in an 8-year-old's body. I'm sorry, you're still kind of a child molester.
She's been alive for longer than that.
Dude, she has the body of an 8-year-old kid. She ain't gonna have boobs. If anything, little mosquito bites.
You can put implants on an 8-year-old body, right?
This is a conversation Todd doesn't want to have.
Here's a question. What would you do if you had an 8-year-old's body?
I'm lagging. I'm not a part of this.
Oh, wait. You are actually trapped in an 8-year-old's body.
Wow.
So, that works.
But seriously, though, like that's just kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's almost as fucked up as that cop that got railed by the police department. Yeah. You know? That's a little bit more, you know.
Hey, you know what?
I just wish there was a video.
She was doing her duty.
She was doing a lot of duties.
She was protecting and serving, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Gok.
Apparently, she was fucking the dudes, like the other cops' wives and shit, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was a hoe.
You know what? I think they should bring her back.
She's going to porn. Honestly, she does it. She doesn't do anything.
I don't know why the fuck she made it through all the way to the police academy to get hired.
Oh, she fucked her way through the police academy. You already know she did.
Just starts fucking everybody.
Sucking all
dicks and clits. Dicks and clits.
Apparently two dogs as well. I don't know if that's just a joke yet. There's a thing going around that you fuck two dogs as well, but I'm like,
can we start just rumors about this lady?
Michael is just Facebook fake news for the day.
She's
fucking like, yeah.
Yeah, she I've seen it
on Facebook.
She fucked two dogs and then a horse. She fucked a horse, bro.
Yeah, I totally watched her do a donkey show on Facebook Live. It was wild.
She, if I remember correctly, I'm trying to remember. I think she might have fucked Charlie Sheen. I don't know. She's got AIDS.
She says she was one of the last people Wilt ever slept with.
She, I heard, fucked the whole wrestling team. Whole Northwestern wrestling team.
Wow.
In two nights.
Wow.
What about
all
the Duke,
26 men.
What about the Duke lacrosse team?
The Lord's Work.
Yeah, she fucked them too.
Oh, and rape?
Yep.
Hey,
raped them.
Hey, if
I believe that.
Anyone's got a fucking a sassy white boy kink, lacrosse is your sport.
What? Why are you
playing lacrosse then?
I mean, Todd, yeah, you know how to handle sticks and balls.
Ba-boom.
Hey, I won the most games today.
Won the most games?
Suck cocks.
What are you talking about?
Suck cocks.
I won more games than you did.
I won three games.
I won four.
No, you didn't.
You know how I won?
Todd,
four?
You lost the. Wait, no, you won.
Because I'm wearing a Luka jersey.
I won three games today, boys.
I don't lose. I'm wearing a Luka jersey.
I went 500 for the day.
Yeah, 500 inches deep in your mom.
You wish your dick was that big.
Ooh! 500 millimeters is still deep enough, pussy. 500 microns is still enough.
Wow.
You're just talking that shit because you got to go to...
What?
Me go undefeated.
No one won. No one.
No, I didn't. I lost.
Everybody lost at least once.
Yeah, but I won three.
I thought you said you went undefeated today.
You're welcome on that one W, Todd.
Rewind it. I swear to God, he said.
I literally didn't, Michael.
If you go back,
this guy's fucking crazy.
Todd, you're welcome for that one, by the way.
No, I said I won the most games.
No, you're welcome for that one win.
I mean, that's fine. I got carried in all of them. I'm not saying that at all. I never said I was undefeated.
I'm pretty sure you
did. I literally came out for like 9 points straight.
You fucking psychopath.
Like,
I came out.
You should just be honest with yourself and say, yeah, I did do that.
Dalton, you let me score like 9 or 11 points.
No, I didn't.
In a row.
I didn't let you score.
What do you mean, bro? You left me open.
You're wrong. We gave Dalton Adderall. That's why he's just trumping it up today.
I'm just, I'm trolling real hard right now.
Trumping it up.
No, it's gaslighting. I'm doing my best Roman Reigns impression. No, bro.
Well, at least let me get the hard hat if you guys are going to talk about your retarded ass wrestling.
All right. Fine.
What does the hard hat have to do with any of that?
You go ahead.
It's the closest thing I have to a helmet.
You go ahead. And get
why don't I just wear my gas mask?
Because it's not.
You get the hard hat. We'll put both of them on Mike. Because I feel like that makes the most sense.
Dalton, fuck you. You probably watched the Rumble last night, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I bet you did.
Of course he did.
Of course I did.
I didn't. Fuck you.
It's a Saturday night. There was nothing better to do, so I watched the Rumble.
You could have watched gay porn. That might have been better than the Rumble.
Fuck that. What the hell?
Who said he wasn't masturbating to the Royal Rumble?
Do they get thrown over the top rope in gay porn? I think not.
Hey, there might be a certain genre for you.
There might be a scene, dude. You don't know that.
There's definitely homoerotic wrestling where they fuck each other.
Yeah, definitely. It's called Todd's Weekend at Brokeback Mountain.
They have a ring there?
Yeah.
And a bell?
Yeah.
It would
have
been better if you said Dalton Todd's.
Did you get Swanton bombed in the butthole?
Shut up. It would have been better if Dalton said it's Dalton Todd's Fuckamania.
That would have been good.
I'm not fist bumping.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm fucking funny, you fucking piece of shit.
Mine was funnier.
Suck cocks. No, it wasn't.
Sucks dicks.
Todd, did you get Swanton bombed in the butthole?
Michael, you're the definition of a power bottom.
Goddamn right.
Okay.
It takes a lot of power to be at the bottom. I should, this should
pause. Pause.
This should.
You know, I'm giving you both the CTE award for this week just because of what.
Wait, there's an Aaron Hernandez award?
Yes.
So you're gonna kill people because you're gay?
Yeah, you're the first one.
Bro, that is literally the funniest fucking documentary take I've ever seen. Still to this day, he killed all those people because he was gay.
And he was mad because he was gay.
Oh my god!
Oh, we got a phone call. Who is it?
We have a phone call.
I ain't answering it.
Who is it?
It's my brother. I'm cool.
Wow, you didn't want to bring him live on the podcast?
Fuck no.
And we can ask
you. You want to shoot yourself, Dalton?
No, answer it and we'll ask him questions.
No.
So, what was Todd like as a child? Was he as gay as he is now?
Well.
You know what? Mike's known you for a while. Was Todd gay as a child? Or?
He's a lot gayer now than what he was.
Really? Wow. So, it's like...
the can you touch your toes?
Just did it.
No, pussy. Bend, stand up, bend
he
over.
He did it like a pregnant woman. That's not even the best part.
Pussy.
Dalton, pussy. Stand up, bend over, that. And touch your toes.
Pussy, I got it.
He's
flexible.
Yep.
Flexible.
He's
I'm
not
going to
stand up and touch his toes.
As a man needs to be, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Flexible enough to fuck your mom. That's what I am.
Hey, you know what? She had a rough day today.
She did have a rough day today.
No, she actually fell on ice. And
yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dickhead.
Piece of shit. No, wow. It's fine. Wow. No, it's fine.
Huh.
Yeah.
So did she win the CT award?
And your mom just fucked up your computer. Wow.
Hey. By doing racist fucking rants.
Yeah, Dalton's mom started a racist rant. It's called the HK Clan. It's up on YouTube. Check her out.
Todd, you might want to watch.
She's a white nationalist.
Let's try to get this thing back on the road if we can, or the narrow.
We're already 3/4 of the way done with the list because you're a piece of shit.
Did you see? Did you see the power slapping thing Dan was doing?
Yes, I'm so fucking annoyed about it. Did you see a contract that got leaked for it?
No.
It was 2 and 2. Like $2,000 to show up and get slapped in the motherfucking face and $2,000 to win.
Dude.
No health insurance. No nothing.
Can we just sign up?
Yeah. We literally could.
Like you versus me, and then we'll just be like, alright, I'll barely fucking hit you, you barely fucking hit me.
Yeah, we'll just keep it going forever. We'll go so long.
We'll split it. You get $3,000, I get $3,000.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be on Power Slap next week.
Oh, the fucking UFC lawsuits coming to fruition. I think the UFC is actually going to be fucked here soon.
Really?
Yeah. There's been a monopoly lawsuit going against them for a while now because they've been using like predatory tactics for negotiations and such.
Wow.
Predatory?
Are they going?
Yeah.
Well, I knew Dana White was a predator.
No. I think they're going to have to downsize. Like,
downsize, huh?
Like their spending. Like, they're either going to have to start only using, like, the Apex type shit, the Apex Center in Las Vegas, someplace they already own, or they're going to have to start increasing the ticket prices and paying fighters more.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be bad.
They're going to have to, what they're going to have to do is they're probably going to have to.
Because it's all owned by Arab dudes now, if you guys didn't know that.
Really?
The UFC?
Yeah, it's been owned by Arab dudes for a while now.
So what the fuck's Dana doing then?
He's been the president forever since the Fertitta brothers bought it back in like
93. Huh.
Yeah.
So it's owned by Arab. By
Zuffa LLC.
What country are they from?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. What do you think, bro?
Actually, I had no idea.
They're from Abu Dhabi, but yeah.
Course. Isn't it the same shit, though?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like the city-state within
there. I swear to God, if WWE gets bought out by the Saudi Arabian government...
It's going to happen, dude. They're buying everything up because they're running out of oil, so they're like, fuck, let's use this obscene amount of money for the entertainment industry and take over that next. It's super clever. They're doing it so well.
Yeah, because next thing you know, Roman Reigns will never fucking lose a goddamn title.
And I'm just saying, I'd much rather have a bunch of brown people than a bunch of Chinese people telling me what to say or do on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'd rather have nobody doing that.
I mean, me too, but if I have a choice, I'd rather the brown folks.
Like, honestly...
Kansas City...
Hey...
Scored.
Vince, if you're going to sell WWE, sell that shit to, like...
Triple H, Maui.
People that own AEW. Or, yeah... Just hand it down to Stephanie.
Now you motherfuckers, get the motherfucker.
Fuck off forever. Like, you already have $1 billion, man. You're fine.
Or give it to Brock Lesnar.
Okay, I don't know what that dumb fuck's talking about over there.
I don't know. Give the fuck corporation to Brock.
Why?
Kick it at F5, everybody. Because fuck it, why not? I don't know.
This has been the Business Minute with Michael. shut the fuck up.
I have two concerns. One, Mike, you know it's not real, right?
What, that he just S5 people? Dalton, you're the one that watches it more than me. Eat a bag of dicks.
He puts him through a table, bro. He fucking kills him. He killed that guy. He fucking kills him.
No, he just fucks shit up.
How do we break it to him that the Undertaker's not really dead?
Fuck. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
You're telling me Santa's not real?
Did you know... You know the Undertaker's not dead, right?
What about Chris Benoit?
His real name is Mark. He's dead. Wait, dead as fuck.
Was Chris Benoit a real hero?
Depends on who you ask.
You.
If you ask his wife, or his former wife and former child, I bet they would probably say no.
Is it late or former? No, it's late because they're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he killed them first before he killed himself.
So if you ask them, they'd probably say no. If you ask whoever got a great deal on that house, that murder-suicide house...
The people afterwards.
A family that dies together stays together.
Would that bitch hit the market and somebody was like, I could save 50 grand?
That shit went up...
On this house?
What year did this happen?
This is nice. Like, 06?
So it was right around the 2008 housing market
crash?
Yeah. Someone got a fucking steal.
Somebody was really fucking happy. They were probably a big Chris Benoit fan after that.
Oh, my God.
That's a great premise, and I just thought of it. Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
Yeah, you always look for a house where there's been murder in because people don't want to fucking deal with it.
Oh, my God. That was so fucking funny.
Jesus Christ.
That was good.
God. You know what else was good?
These nuts.
Did you see that Grizzlies-Lakers game?
Fuck, I did.
Jesus Christ.
Shannon Sharp, the hardest sports analyst.
Oh my God!
Yeah, what was even going on there?
He's too
gangsta.
No, he's not.
He told Brooks or something he was too small to guard LeBron, and Brooks was like, "Shut up, bitch." And Shannon Sharp was like, "No, I'll slap the fuck out of you, boy." And then
Jaw's dad got involved somehow.
Jaw's dad got involved, wanted to fight him. That was pretty cool. And Shannon Sharp was like, nah, let's do it. And the only person from the Grizzlies who looked like they were actually just 100% ready to just kill this guy was Steven Adams. And
yeah.
Ironically, the only person Shannon Sharp didn't explicitly say on Twitter didn't want smoke. He listed everyone else. He said the Grizzlies don't want smoke. Fucking T. Morant don't want smoke.
Oh my
Malcolm
God.
Brooks don't want smoke.
Dylan Brooks dipshit.
Suck cocks, Michael.
Well, if you're going to say it, get it
suck
right.
Suck cocks.
All right. Fact checking Michael over here. Do
I
you
swear
need a notepad
God.
And a pen?
What?
Do you want so a you fucking computer if you just want
to You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm just
facts.
Trying to help you.
Trying to help.
Yeah. Hope Todd get his shit right instead of telling up lies. Like he's fucking straight when we all know he's gay.
Well, the only lie that Todd has told is lying to himself that... Those glasses don't make him look like white.
Considering you smacked him all, you sent them flying earlier.
Yeah, don't slam me.
Oh
in the
my
face.
God, I did smack the shit out of you. I'm so sorry, dude.
No, you're fine. You fucking
I'm
bitch.
I'm so sorry.
Don't touch me.
I'm so sorry.
You weirdo.
I'm so sorry.
Get out of here.
Come here. Let me.
Dalton, I will sexually assault you on camera. Get out of here.
Can I film it?
It's already being filmed.
I hear the floppy wieners in the background.
Bro, I fucking... Stop. Get out of here. Just put your fucking hand down. What are you doing?
I'm just gonna sit like this the rest of the podcast.
Like a fucking toddler. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
quit breaking shit, Dalton.
That was good.
Fucking
That's
piece
good.
Of shit. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. It was weird the second you held your hand up for longer than 35 seconds in my general direction.
Even weirder. How uncomfortable is this? Huh? How uncomfortable is this?
You smell like hot dog water.
Oh, serious question.
Okay.
Why are we saying fuck the Nets, Dalton? Why is it on the list?
Fuck the Nets.
That was up there somewhere.
Was it on the list?
I believe it was early in the list. Yeah.
It says fuck the Bulls, fuck the Nets, because fuck the Nets.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a reason why.
Okay. You wanna
give us a reason not?
Yeah, give us a reason not.
They're winning half-assed right now without Durant.
They beat one team.
I mean, we lost to the Pistons. Yes. But we beat the Knicks.
They beat one team.
Thanks to Kyrie. One team.
They're winning.
So, you're suggesting we should bandwagon?
Yes, bandwagon the Nets.
No.
That's never.
Durant will come back.
I will buy a Giannis jersey before I let that happen.
Fuck.
I will literally
tell Giannis to make his free throws within 10 seconds.
I will suck off Tyrese Halliburton before I will...
Well, you know what? You actually could suck him off. You buy those fucking tickets, Dalton.
I'm not. We'll see.
And then going back door.
We'll be at an NBA game next month.
Stadium.
Bankers Field Lifehouse, I believe. That's the name of it. Celtics Pacers, February 23rd.
Be there or
be queer.
What?
He said it. The they, thems, the alphabet people, we do love you.
No, we don't.
We don't.
We think you're weird.
We don't. I'm not with this whole weird thing you got going, alphabet people, okay? Well, let's talk about this for a minute. It's been bugging me lately.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it, Dalton. Come on now.
I love how you're sitting leaned back like a fat fucking seal.
These goddamn alphabet people, motherfuckers. Right?
Yeah, I gotta hear this.
With the fucking
Don't hold on. You look like the
European
exact guy.
Ass names.
You look like the exact guy that's like, I don't have a problem with gay people. I just don't want them to hit on me.
Gay
no
people,
one's hitting on you.
Gay people. What are we talking about? Gay people.
You just said the alphabet people. You racist.
What do alphabet people and gay people have to do with anything?
They're all one and the same.
I thought we were talking about the fucking people that do the spelling contest. Those goddamn nerds.
The Indians.
The goddamn...
And now
whoa.
It's coming full circle.
Whoa.
Dalton hates the
whoa.
Indians.
You're the one that went there.
Wow.
Dalton.
And I'm talking red dot, not the plains. You know what I'm saying?
Dalton, you are the most racist son of a bitch I've ever met.
I swear to God, we can't do a single podcast.
Like, there was a black kid
you
at the...
bringing up your fucking bigoted ways. Dalton, today... acted like he didn't understand this black kid.
That was not the case.
Just because he's a super racist.
I just couldn't fucking hear him over the
and then,
from the little children that were in there.
And he was the one yelling.
And then this guy has the audacity to look at him and be like, I don't understand that monkey talk, boy.
No, I was like, huh?
Ooga booga.
What'd you say, dude?
Woogie boogie, that's what you
said. Clicking and clacking at him
and
with his tongue, bro.
I had to take a step closer because I'm old. And I took a step closer and then he said it. I was like, oh. And then I looked at you guys' ass, and you all looked at me like deer in fucking headlights.
Because we figured you as a grown man would know that we are playing our last game. No, one of us doesn't want to stick around and play with some fucking kids.
I didn't know.
Instead, this autistic-ass man just freezes up and goes, I don't know.
You silly monkey.
All right, next time a kid at the gym asks me something, I'm just going to scream and tell him to fuck off.
Do it. Because you shouldn't be talking to kids, Dalton.
I'll throw the ball at his head. Throw the ball at his head. I'll go upstairs.
It's
I'll
not going
to
help the
people.
Racist fact.
I'll jump behind the counter. And
what are you going to do to the teenager working the counter, Dalton? What are you going to do to her?
See, I forgot there's people that work in there. And
yep.
I was like,
yep.
This sounds potentially bad. I was going to say shit on somebody's desk, but...
I don't think they have a desk, it's just a counter.
That's the thing I was
saying. One and the same, right?
They're an office, like, right around the corner?
I mean, yeah, fuck it. Shit.
I'm shitting on that desk.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
That'll all be happening next week, and the podcast won't be happening because I'll be in jail, so...
Yeah, Dalton will then be registered as a sex offender and then will not be able to come to my house because I live too close to a school.
Yeah, he will have a red dot above his house.
Actually, because I figured your asshole. I'm sorry, buddy.
Dalton.
This is weird.
You hate to be... You claim to be a racist and you hate Indians.
It's payback for that one time. Kept putting your fucking hand on my stomach.
Yeah. Dalton claims...
Speaks uncomfortable. Yeah, because who the fuck wants somebody doing that to him?
Rubbing his belly.
Fucking weirdo. Jesus Christ.
It's just like tickling.
I just wanted to know what it felt like.
Booty belly, booty belly.
Fucking weirdo.
Dalton, you look like a guy that tickles kids that aren't yours.
You look like you were tickled by a guy. An older gentleman.
Yeah, a man showed me love at some point in life, Dalton. Unlike you.
Wow.
Maybe that's why you're such an angry cunt.
Huh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Or maybe it's just,
Was your butthole diddled in that situation, Todd? Fuck!
We might have to cut this podcast short, guys.
Why?
Because the battery on this thing is...
Why is it not charged?
Because I wasn't prepared for us to not have a power cables.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, anyway, so we're plugging and getting out of here?
Yeah, we might as well. Should we... we're going to do the Royal Rumble thing. That was good pay-per-view. WWE did great. Cody Rhodes won. Rhea Ripley won.
Mommy.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Woohoo. Yeah, I just covered it in 5 minutes half-assedly.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. That was great.
Was Logan Paul there?
Yes, he was.
He was there?
Wow.
Yep.
I'm surprised you made it back that quick.
Yep. I was surprised, too.
HGH will do some wonders, boys.
Pretty much, yep. Anyways, you got anything to plug?
No. Your butt. Not a single fucking thing besides the normal Instagram, Twitter, fucking shit. Fuck Todd GBD, fuck Todd 2020 on fucking Twitter, because fuck you, I haven't changed it yet, suck my dick. Yeah, that's all I got. What do you got, Dalton?
Yeah. Real detox.
Yeah, this has been another shit episode of Going Back Door. Suck my fucking dick, you fucking bitch. If anyone's still here for this short-ass episode, word to your mother, tell her to come home and kiss me on the mouth because I'm feeling fucking romantical. Fuck you, bitch. That's it. That's all I got. We love you. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely